So, welcome to the closing talk. It's a little bit different this year. So let's look back at last year. It seems somewhat alien to see. cool, the bot telling me it's starting shortly, but whatever. So this is how it looked last year, and it looked quite weird, or it looks quite weird to us these days, I guess. Of course, we need to socially distance, which means we're pretty much alone, which in some cases maybe is a good thing. But no matter if you do this in the normal way or in interesting ways, the last year was shit. Like absolute shit. Last year, before we did this, we did talk a lot about this new virus and we were uncertain what would happen last year. I even packed one of those FFP3 masks, one N99 for the US folks, and brought as many small hand disinfectant bottles with me as the local pharmacy would sell me to distribute to other people, staff, friends. It was even like several times over the allowed amount, and the lady at the security just looked at it and was like flying to China. So yeah, it feels different and looking back, it's totally weird. Day before yesterday, a year ago, I had come home from Brussels. Yesterday, a year ago, I made the choice to severely reduce social interactions, not visit my parents. Make any human interaction a deliberate choice until we knew what would happen. Since then, I've touched my parents three times with full isolation beforehand, testing all the bells and whistles. And this is after several years of constant stress, year before that of burnout, depression, acute loss of hearing. So from full burnout into a month of illness, 2 weeks of Stockholm and Brussels, and right into isolation. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm still one of the most privileged people in this pandemic.